This is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. The most amazing thing to me this morning, the Rockets are in third place. The Rockets are in a tie for third in the West at 40-25. They are now 8 games behind the Spurs. They're not getting up to the second spot where they were last year. 8 games behind the Spurs, 10.5 behind Oklahoma City. And it feels like that's about the difference between those two teams and the rest of the league. But the Rockets are just 2 games out of the play-in, the 7th spot. But as is everybody, the Rockets are tied with the Lakers at 40-25. The Nuggets are a half game back, along with the Nuggets and T-Wolves, both a half game back. Those teams are all clustered. If you watch last night's game, it doesn't feel like the Rockets should be a half a game ahead of the Nuggets in any universe, because the two teams are worlds apart, worlds apart. The Rockets have just not been a good man is Ime catching it now. Ime is really, really catching it. And you know what? Right, I think rightfully so. There is a Turkish basketball expert, and obviously he's Turkish, so he has Alpi's back. But he says Alpi has had basically 4 good games this whole season. But the Rockets are one of 3 teams that really have no idea what they're – they have zero idea what they're doing offensively. It's the Rockets, Orlando, and Sacramento. They don't have any idea how to start an offense. And I don't know if it's all – and who was it said last week, said, you know what, Fred VanVleet needs to – oh, it was Robert Flores. He said Fred VanVleet needs to ask for $7 billion because obviously he is the difference, a huge difference maker for this basketball team. And, you know, and I don't know if it's all Fred VanVleet, but I know that this team is a – it was – that was about as bad. We're saying this. I mean – we're getting hyperbolic over every loss, but you know what? They seem to be setting a new standard for themselves every time they play a good team. They suck worse and worse and worse. And last night was the worst.
It fell apart in the it started to fall apart a little bit late in the second quarter. And then
the third was just ridiculous.
No, I mean, yeah, I know, but it started in the late in the second. They started losing, and then Bron hit a three-pointer from distance way at the end to kind of extend the lead a little bit. And then the third was a beating from Jump Street, and it was over. I mean, the first four minutes of the third quarter of the game was over. It was unbelievable. 5 minutes defensively, they just fell apart in the third. And then that was that.
Well, they're taking a book out of San Antonio. Just keep going at Alpi. Just keep going at him. Just keep going. Listen, offensively, I mean, Kevin Durant had 8 shots last night. You know, there was a Spur who – you saw the quotes, didn't you? Did you see the quotes?
What do you mean?
The quotes?
Oh, yeah, about going after Alpi?
No.
Which one?
Kevin Durant said, dude, why y'all triple-teaming me? And why are you guys triple teaming me? Keldon said, you're the 6th leading scorer in NBA history. That's why we're triple teaming you. And an anonymous Spurs said, it's not because you're good. It's because the rest of your team sucks. And you know what?
That hurts.
Let everybody else. And last night was the same. He got 8 shots off. 8. I mean, it's all you got to do. Stop Kevin Durant. How many times is Amen Thompson left wide open at the top of the key with the ball? How many times does he have to they just sag off? Okay, Amen, well, you ain't doing nothing with it. Go ahead, put it up.
You know, and it's funny. The starters, I mean, they were actually getting makes. The starters were actually getting makes. They were shooting over 50% in the second. I think at the end of the half, they were at over 50%. You look at the starters, Durant was 5 of 8, Jabari 5 of 10, Tari Eason 4 of 9, which is like a miraculous number for him. Alperen was 5 of 8. Amen was 8 of 14. That's well over 50% for those guys. Now, you know, they also played, I mean, they didn't really play much in the second half because back-to-back, the game was lost. There's no reason to just play them minutes. The bench was objectively terrible, but the game was over. I mean, Reed Sheppard didn't shoot the ball well. He was 4 of 12. Aaron Holiday came in and missed.
That was back-to-back. He didn't shoot the ball well.
Yeah, 1 of 9 from 3. Again, just his threes are every once in a while he'll have a big splash game and you kind of forget the other stuff, but from a consistency basis, it's really been a problem for a while. He's just not been a consistent three-point shooter. Aaron Holiday came in and chunked up a bunch of stuff. But, I mean, the game was over, so it's really irrelevant. But so it looks like they didn't shoot well. But they actually shot okay yesterday from the field. I mean, relatively speaking, until it was garbage time. It says 43% from the field, but they were over 50% in the first half, and they just weren't defending. It got worse and worse. They gave up 76 points in the second half. They gave 40 in the third. I mean, 76 points. Once again, fourth quarter was a throwaway. But the third wasn't a throwaway. That's where the game was lost in the third quarter. And they gave up 40 points. They got outscored by 18 in that quarter. You know, once again, Alperen gets badly outplayed by Jokic. And he should get outplayed by Jokic, but not this badly. And, you know, Alpi only played 24 minutes. But when he played, you know, he had a total of three assists, 2 rebounds. 10 points. Jokic with another triple-double, 16 points, but he had 12 rebounds, 13 points, and that was in 30 minutes of play. They were able to put him on the bench, too. It was just a beating. The Rockets still have, I believe they're still in the 3 seed.
They're tied for the 3. I just said it.
Yeah, so, but it's very close. Have you seen, like, it's not far from being a 6 seed.
They're not far from, well, they're a half game from being a 6 seed, and they're 2 games from being in the play-in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's objectively possible.
Yes.
That they end up in a play-in situation.
And you do not want 6 seed would be okay because then you'll get the 3 whoever that is and then you'll get San Antonio instead of Oklahoma City. The 5 seed would be
I don't love
tougher.
Any seed right now. I think you got your hands full any seed you're in the way you're playing.
I don't know that any of it matters if you want to know.
I don't either. I mean just plug it in and see how you do.
That's all you have to do is stop Kevin Durant and this team and it's over. It's over.
It did not used to be like that.
Yeah. Right. It is. Somebody said yesterday, if Alperen, you said it, Alperen, your second best player and whatever number of shots or whatever you were talking about, and somebody on Twitter said, if he's your second best player, you ain't winning nothing.
But he is your second best player, and it wasn't even considered a bad thing starting the year.
But
let me tell you what's happened with him. Kind of some C.J. Stroud stuff has happened where you look at what he did in 23-24, if you look at those numbers – and then you look at what he's doing now. It's not like he's bad, but he has not progressed at all. There has been no progression. And in some ways, there's been a regression when it comes to his efficiency from the field. Although, you know, I thought Alpi was actually yesterday played fairly well. I didn't think he played poorly offensively. The numbers don't look great, but you know, they just had a bunch of turnovers there at the end of the second quarter that sent them on a downward spiral. But Alperen is your second best player. Amen has not stepped up to take over that mantle just yet. And if and when he does, you know, Alperen should not be the third best player on a team. he should be the second best or first best player on a team. And so you should say, well, that's good. The Rockets are, you know, but Amen hasn't taken that step forward this year. Not really. I mean, not consistently. He doesn't dominate games.
No.
Amen Thompson doesn't have that dominant presence in games that we were expecting. So it's been, you know, started off well, and we can talk about the loss of Steven Adams, but that's really an excuse. I mean, it's true, it's happening, but it shouldn't happen. This team with Amen Thompson, the great Alperen Şengün, the two-time All-Star, Jabari Smith, Kevin Durant, future Hall of Famer, great scorer, blah, 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 all that stuff. It doesn't make sense that they should be this inconsistent. And it really doesn't make sense that an Ime Udoka team should be this inconsistent defensively. They've been better lately. They had a really bad stretch. Yesterday was not good. They have been better lately defensively, but the inconsistencies of this team are just really, I mean, it feels like, honestly, it just feels like they're playing out the season. There's no momentum to this team at all right now.
They have zero confidence in, and you know, listen, it was a back-to-back in Denver, which is, yesterday we talked about it during the show.
Yeah, it was going to be tough.
It should have been an 8 or 9 point Denver. They should have been favored by 8 or 9, not 6. I mean, I was back to back in Denver after a tough game the night before against Toronto, which they didn't pull away until late. I mean, the Rockets had zero chance last night. But that and listen, Kevin Durant said it ain't no reason for it, blah 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 blah. Listen, okay. There's a lot of stuff to do here. We've got Durant sound that we're going to have to get to. We've got Big Perk. He gives Alpi a new nickname. It's not the, what is it, the overweight tortoise? It's not the overweight tortoise, but it's not flattering, I can tell you that.
You remember when he was one of the big, like, do you remember what, it really was 23 and 24 when Alperen Şengün was, Barkley and Perkins and, you know, Kenny and all those guys who talk about basketball on a regular basis. Alperen was kind of the toast of the Rockets. He was one of the toasts of the NBA. He was a come-up player.
Yeah.
And it's kind of changed for him now, the outlook on Alperen Şengün. He's not a bad player, but he hasn't reached, like, he hasn't stair-stepped the last two seasons into a new zip code of where he is.
I just saw a tweet that put up a lot of, you know, Alpi's numbers recently, last five games or whatever, and the headline was, how was he an All-Star? And, you know,
well, based on his last five games, he wasn't an All-Star. He was a fill-in.
Yeah, he was a fill-in.
Yeah.
He and Ime are taking the brunt of this thing. And there's no, I don't think there's any question about that. The two of them are squarely in the sights of the fan base, of the media, of the critics, of NBA. I mean, squarely. Yeah, when you look at, they went last night. Was it last night that they went through? Oh, it was Big Perk. You'll hear from Big Perk in a minute. Big Perk, the San Antonio game, he just put up his defensive highlights, and it was like, oh my gosh. This is awful. This is just awful.
I didn't say that, Turkey. I think Alfie's playing great, Turkey.
Well, I mean,
if you say anything,
even Turkey, no. I've got sound from a Turkish NBA expert.
Well, then that guy's going to get crushed.
And he says he ain't playing good.
Well, it's not from Turkey. It's not from Turkish Twitter.
It's not Turkish Twitter.
Turkish Twitter knows that he's playing great.
Well, I mean,
and the only reason he doesn't play great is because of Ime Udoka.
Or something instead of just
Turkish
for your
Twitter
life.
Will tell you that Ime Udoka, you know, is ruining Alpi.
We would have never, ever, ever thrown all that tea into the harbor if you were running the show back then. You ain't risking nothing, okay? Mm-mm. To tell the truth,
we've already done it with Turkey.
Done.
We've already done it with Turkey once, and we're not doing it again.
Okay. We'd still be under English rule if you were around in 1776. Mm-hmm. Okay, take a stand.
Who's we?
America.
Who's we?
America, all the Italian Americans.
I had at least a couple of English.
All the Italian Americans.
Yeah, you
that
guys would have been. You would have guys would have been stuck in Calabria or wherever.
Listen,
you wouldn't have been able to come to our country.
All the Italian Americans that put you and your people into the WBC elimination round. That's who. Okay, I took a stand. I was for America. Thank you, Italy. Thank you for getting
us
there.
Thank you, Italy.
Yeah.
What does Italy have to do with America?
We just got you into the elimination round. That's how what we did.
Oh, well, you're just talking about that.
Yeah, that's right. It's the most important thing. Maybe one of the,
I was more. I'll be honest. I was more interested
in the
hockey.
Revolutionary War.
I was more interested in hockey than the World Baseball Classic.
Okay,
if I'm being honest.
Revolutionary War, the Cold War, and Italy getting us into the elimination
round. World Baseball Classic. Yawn.
Okay, stop.
Don't care. Not
it's
from
the
an American standpoint.
Thing in the world right
it's
now.
Interest. Is it? There's some big stuff going on.
Yeah. Thank you, Italy. Let's just say thank you and go on your way. That's what I wish you would do. And
yeah, I wish the good players were playing. I mean, well, there are some good players. I mean,
they're
Judge
all
is playing.
Every one of their starters is American born.
Oh, the American players.
The
Italian American. You're talking about Team Italy or Team America?
Team Italy.
Right now? Okay.
Team Italy.
Yeah,
it's all American-born players.
No, that's why I don't even care about that. You're not Italian.
Well,
you beat it.
Listen.
You're American players. We have to sub out players for every other country except the Latin American countries, obviously. They're the ones who made us a world. They're the ones who got us a World Series. So.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did, and they'll do it again this year.
Big ups to Latin American countries.
Speaking of which, did you see? We got a lot to talk about. A lot to do. Here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, we're talking about HRP. I'm excited about HRP. I'm excited because if you listen to this radio station, you hear all of the different people, all of the different business owners come into our studio and cut a spot for HRP. They don't have to do that. I don't hear, you know who I hear speaking for other companies? I hear celebrities and Jim Nance and all of these people who get paid to speak for all of these admin companies. Well, these people aren't getting paid to speak for HRP. They're doing it because they believe in HRP. They come into our studio and they tell you what HRP does for their business. And they ain't BSing you. And they're of their own free will, they walk in and they say, this is what HRP does for me and what HRP can do for your business. Okay, it's different, people. You may have an admin company. That admin company may be taking you for a ride, okay? It may be. There's a reason that they put their name on golf tournaments and have all these huge, huge offices because they make a lot of money. And where's that money coming from? Well, HRP, They're going to be a partner with you, make sure that you do as well as you possibly can. They don't sell benefits packages. They sell HR and payroll, and they do your taxes for you, and they do it great every single time. Why don't you check to see what HRP can do for you? 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number you want to get in here with us. So Italy beat Mexico. And it put the U.S. into the elimination round. Vinny Pasquantino, 3 homers.
Did they win by a certain amount?
Didn't matter. They just had to beat Mexico.
Okay, I thought they had to win. I thought the score needed to be 7-3.
As long as Mexico lost, that means 2 losses. Hey, Mark DeRosa, that's all they had to do was win.
Okay? We punched our ticket. I watched more of that video, all the video stuff, where it was even worse than you guys made it sound. It was even worse. I mean, Mark DeRosa literally didn't know anything.
He didn't know
at all.
Well,
we already punched our ticket, so it doesn't matter. We can pretty much do whatever we want. I'll just throw a bunch of slappies out there. Paul Goldschmidt barely can play. I'll just throw him out there. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You're not in yet.
Well, they're in now because guess what? Italy is pretty. They better not. They threw a prospect at Italy.
Stop saying Italy's good. It's American teams.
It's Italian Americans fighting for their country. Okay.
What they, country? Either yeah. you're with this country or you're
old
not.
Country.
Who are you going to be for with
the
Italy
old country.
When we bomb Italy next? Who are you going to be for?
Me? I'm rooting for either. I win either
when
way.
When we bomb Boom. Calabria, who and, are you going to be for? Are you going to be American or are you going to be Italian?
And,
which one? Pick a side.
And if Japan wins, I win there too. Okay?
How?
Okay? Because male golfer, female golfer, food.
No, axis of evil. Axis
of
evil.
Community.
That's why.
That's right. I said it.
So hold on. John,
I'm part of the community.
John's adopting Italy and Japan.
He gets doesn't get Japan.
You get Japan.
I get Japan.
And Germany.
Yeah.
Is there another access power?
It's really Austria.
Is there one more?
It's really Austria.
There's one more access power Germany, you guys haven't represented, right?
It is like World War III. Germany didn't advance, did they? Does anyone
no.
know who the fourth team is?
It's only the three. You guys have it all encompassed, the Axis powers. Congratulations.
Well, no. Well, he's got Germany. Where's
well,
Germany?
Well, yeah, and he will. He there? Says he's got Japan, too.
I have Japan, yeah. Yeah, I do
I
have two
even,
of the
no
three.
No one even knows who else is in it.
I do have Japan, two of the three.
Israel, Italy, I think the Netherlands, Nicaragua, because I know Dusty was managing that team. Very proud of Dusty.
Nice job, Dusty.
Wait, Dusty's managing who?
Nicaragua.
Is he really? That's
yes.
where I'm supposed to play
curling.
That's where I'm supposed to
yes.
do curling.
Yes, that's where you're supposed to.
Maybe I get a ride with Dusty out there.
Why? Because he's
I'll
the baseball
hit your
manager.
Ride with him. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Are you headed to Nicaragua, Dusty? Can you give me
the
a ride?
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
Coin boys. Still one of the most objectively funny things I've ever heard. Where kids in high school, or we weren't even in high school, they're in middle school, flipping a coin, deciding if it was heads, they'd do what the teacher said. If it was tails, they wouldn't. And the teacher told that story.
So Vinny Pasquantino, who is their captain, mm-hmm. basically, he helped put the team together, mm-hmm. got all the Italian-Americans around Major League Baseball, which are a lot of guys who are just trying to make a team. Here is Vinny after three home runs last night. At Daikin.
That was unbelievable, huh? You're welcome, USA. We were thinking of you guys over at your hotel. We were thinking of you guys, so I'm glad you guys could join us in the party.
So when you get back to your phone, Vinny, what's that text message going to say from Bobby Witt Jr.?
I'm hoping he's got a room key for me at his hotel. That's what I'm hoping for.
Why, are you and Bobby going to party together?
Yeah.
This
Apparently
isn't DTF St. Louis. Stop.
I think he just thinks Bobby owes him a hotel room.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys, speaking of party, did you guys see, I guess it just came out yesterday, that the Patriots, after winning the AFC Championship game,
yeah.
they had a huge party. Wait a minute. There was a lot of liquor and hoes there.
And weed. Oh, and, shocker. Well, how is this a story?
I don't know why this is a story at all.
I mean, do y'all think this doesn't happen in professional sports circles? That I mean, guys, that they go take over a club or a party as a private event, and there's some strippers and
body cam footage.
Weed. Now there was a lot of
there were a lot
money.
Of hoes there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw this. I was like, do y'all not know how the sausage is made at all?
And the
yeah,
and the sky's blue.
And, exactly.
Right, there was alcohol.
There was. There were strippers and alcohol and weed and money on the ground. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. okay.
Yeah.
NBA
a bunch of rich guys.
NBA been doing that. Yeah. This is, what are we doing here?
Rich,
the police
young
are here.
Athletes. Huh. Yeah. Wonder what they were doing after they won the AFC Championship.
Huh. The story would have been if the losing team had done it.
Yeah.
If the Broncos had been partying like that, that's the story.
Yeah. That would have been a story. And you would have been, oh, well. All right. I mean, James Harden.
No,
it
would have been. You're not
to
serious.
To the white party.
Yeah, but he took heat for that. Yeah. It would have been like, you're not serious about football if you got strippers in. Now it's like, oh, you're not serious about the Super Bowl. You got strippers in. Like, guys, this
what,
is.
What, 2 weeks before the game?
This is not a story.
Can't get over a hooker?
This is not a story.
I don't think they called them hookers, just strippers, right?
I don't believe.
Yeah, they call them strippers.
I don't believe hookers was the term they used.
Or hoes.
Did anybody say that?
Yeah. One of you said hoes.
Not one of you, John. Not one of you.
They're just strippers.
Let's not, don't be confused don't about be who doing said that. What.
I literally drove through two active strip, drove by two active strip clubs, literally people leaving them on my way to the show today, this morning.
I thought that industry was dead, you told us yesterday.
It's not big for the party set in the 20s and 30s. It's not that anymore. And these are all night. These are different clubs.
No.
Yucky.
Yucky ones?
Yeah, kind of yucky.
That's all right. They're still letting people out.
You can go there if you want. No thanks.
No.
One of them used to be called Legends. It's not anymore. I don't know what it is. It's just painted all pink, and there's just like there's people parked in the street waiting to pick up their girls, workers, whatever they're picking up. It's weird. It's super weird.
Okay, so the U.S. is going to play Canada or something, and then gets Japan or somebody, or England, I think that might be.
Get back to the Rockets.
No one knows who's
get back
playing.
To the Rockets. And we don't have our best players there. Yeah, if Hunter Brown's not there, then it doesn't count.
Oh, the U.S. is playing. Let's go. Playing in Houston again. Miami and Houston. Let's go. Anyway, the World Baseball Classic doesn't get any bigger. 713-780-3776 is the number. When we get back, see if you agree with Big Perk or not.
We'll
see if you agree.
Usually the answer. I mean, sight unseen, I'll say no. Without hearing anything, I'm going to say I disagree with Perk. But let's see. Maybe this is going to be a first.
But there is a chance.
There is a chance I could agree with him.
Yeah. Right, we'll see.
We'll see.
I disagree with property taxes, especially in the city of Houston. I fought.
We all do. I've used Onewell, and they won for me.
Everybody.
Last year,
and Onewell won.
They won for me.
They won you money. And I wish I was there fighting my property taxes again, and I would use Onewell. They make money, saving money on property taxes easy, year after year. And it's not even arguable who's the best at this. Onewell delivered as much as 2 times more savings into homeowners' pockets than traditional firms net of fees last year in many Texas counties. Harris County, they delivered an average net savings of 21% to 51% higher than their competitors. In Montgomery County, for houses $250,000 to $500,000 range, Onewell achieved a 94% success rate and $349 per successful protest. They doubled your money in Brazoria County with homes $500,000 to $750,000 range, more than 2 times what they saved by using other firms. And for Brazoria County homeowners with home values under $250,000, Onewell achieved an 83% success rate. New customers can expect to save on average $774 a year by signing up at Onewell. Onewell.com. They have an 88% success rate. That means the government is wrong 88% of the time. Are you kidding me? Don't wait. The deadline to protest is May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Onewell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at Onewell.com. That's Onewell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at Onewell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
So, amidst all the other stuff, we'll get to Big Perk in just a second. Looks like Iran, well, they put out a statement, but FIFA has not said anything yet. But they said certainly they cannot participate in the 2026 World Cup, which the United States will co-host. Given that this corrupt U.S. regime has assassinated our leader, under no circumstances do we have the conditions to participate in the World Cup. Our players do not have security, and fundamentally the conditions for participation do not exist.
It's a tough sell. Hey, we're going to participate in this tournament while we're at war with the country.
No, that's never going to. Would the U.S., if this were in Iran, would the U.S. be sending their team there?
No,
hell
no.
They're
not sending anybody over there. No way. You know, since it hasn't been that a team that is that has secured a place. They've already got their lineup. They were supposed to play here in L.A. They've already got, you know, their schedule. This is the first time since 1950.
Stepping in is going to be
already secured a place. Is
they're going to be out, and they have to find a replacement. And I'm guessing it's going to be either Shadur or Alperen.
Shadur's not a soccer player.
Well, I'm saying,
or a team.
What about Alperen?
He's not a team. He's not a national team.
But they step in when
Yeah.
Only go out. Only for your All-Star games. Only for your dumb sport, the Pro Bowl.
For All-Star games? No. Alpern stepped in NBA.
Oh, this isn't an All-Star game.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Well, it is an All-Star game for soccer.
No,
well,
it's not.
Yeah, I think Shador should be the Shador seems to be.
He's not. He's one person, not 23 of them.
That doesn't matter.
It does. You have to field a team.
I'm going to ask Justine Anderson. Can do it. I'm going to see what Justine Anderson says.
It'll be made up of all ESPN announcers.
No, it has to be a country. They all have to represent a country, not the U.S.
Well, there's still qualifying going on, so one of the teams that loses can
come. Or they could just pull the team that finished behind Iran in their qualification group and grab them.
Yep. I mean, there is recourse. That's a shame. 713-780-37. It's a shame for those players. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. So after the game last night, Big Perk has been a big critic of this Rockets team, and I'm not sure that he is. I mean, I'm not sure that he isn't right about a lot of it, and one of it is, you know, offensively. But he attacked Alpi last night. Here is Big Perk talking about he gave Alpi a new nickname. Here it is.
Mm. First thing that comes to mind for me is the big man. Mm. And I know Alfred Sengun, he don't like the nickname Baby Jokic, so I gave him one.
A new one?
Zero interest.
Okay.
Because he has zero interest in playing defense. Have y'all seen him lately? I mean, offensively, he's talented as hell. But when you go back and look at this Spurs video, this is not a guy that is fired up about defending at no kind of level. Look at his body language, the flopping, right? Not being able to hold his own, not being able to be engaged. Here goes another action right here, not denying the ball. He's in the middle of nowhere. Coaches hate this position. The KD is doing all the work. It's no force whatsoever. He doesn't get up on the screen. And at least give me something right here. Give me a clapping of the hands, hitting the floor. Show that you want to play some type of defense. And guess what? Dylan Harper said, we ran the same play 15 straight times attacking Alfred Sengun. And right here, he ducks and get out the way. So I'm not picking on him. But
the Spurs were picking on him. You were just joining the crowd.
If I see a queen of heart, damn it, I'm going to call it a queen of heart. The film don't lie. I'm not just speaking this. The film don't lie. Look at this. The worst ever in franchise history in a single game.
I don't know about all that, but zero interest doesn't sound like a good nickname.
Yeah.
He reminds me of a deal on a Chevy Silverado 2026 Turbo Max engine. Zero interest.
No class.
No class. You're like school on a Saturday. No class. Zero interest could have been on Fat Albert.
Z-I.
I
don't know that he has zero interest. But I do know that everybody's attacking him.
Yeah,
rightfully so.
He is
after weaknesses.
He is a
detrimental defender. You take advantage of mismatches.
You know, this is one of the things about that basketball today is ahead of basketball in the 80s and 90s, since it's always brought up the generations of basketball. 80s and 90s basketball, everything was in a silo. You were a point guard, you were a shooting guard, you're a small forward, you're a power forward, or you're a center. You had certain body types for all those positions. Rarely did you see players swapped. Like Magic Johnson was such an anomaly, a 6'9" point guard. He was unguardable. You just couldn't. How do we guard this? You didn't have guys who didn't, like Charles Barkley was an anomaly, a power forward who was only, they listed him as 6'8" at one point. Then he went down to 6'7". Reality was he was maybe shorter than 6'6". But so he was kind of an anomaly. But you fit in nice, neat little silos as a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, or a 5. Now it's your primary ball handler could be Luka. It could be James Harden. Your wing players or whoever. Your bigs like KAT. Cat steps out and shoots threes. Wimby 7'6" shooting threes. Bam Adebayo shot 22 threes. That was a little bit of a funky game, but... And what they do now, it used to be you didn't really attack individual players because it was an inside-out game where the ball a lot of times was fed through the posts to different degrees of, you know, to different degrees. Like the Celtics would go through the post with Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish back in the day. But, you know, they also had a lot of play outside as well. Rockets went through the post with Olajuwon when he was there. David Robinson went through the post. Now, everything is designed to, and this is really how basketball has improved their efficiency, is they just go, they find a way. Like, if you were the weak link on Olajuwon, then the Rockets would go to Olajuwon. They're doing it anyway, but then you double team defensively. Now teams will say, if you're the weak link, we're going to come up and we're going to force a switch off on a high screen and roll, and now we're going to ISO you. Or if you're a weak defender on the screen and rolls, we're going to target you if you're a big like Alperen Şengün. Or if you're Reed Shepard, we're going to find a way to isolate you on a bigger 6'5" primary ball handler and find ways to bully you physically with size. Like, they're really good right now. The NBA, a lot of teams are really good. And whoever your weak link is, we will create sets to attack your weak link. Back in the day, if your three was a weak link, if the opposing small forward was a weak link, but your small forward was Buck Johnson or somebody not very good, then, oh, well, there's just nothing we can do about it. Now they're like, oh, no, we still know how to do something with it. Trust me. We will put your guy in a blender. And that's what the Rockets get. Sometimes it's Reed. Sometimes it's Alperen Şengün. But you know who it's going to be. You know who they're going to target, and it's never going to change. I mean, and it's not like it's just started happening, but they're really getting good at it. And certain teams are really good. Alperen, this is never going to change. Alperen's always going to be a minus defender. You just hope that he can tighten it up a little bit where it's not as glaring. And if that's not going to be the case, then I guess Ime has to come up with ways to help Alperen Şengün. I mean, I guess that's what you have to do. I don't know how to do it. If I did, I'd be getting paid Ime's money. I don't know how to do it.
You should get Ime's money.
I should. I've already tried to help the Texans with Braden Smith, and they're not going to listen to me. They're probably going to stick him at right tackle. I mean, I'm giving you a guy who can block like a Pro Bowl guard, but and then you can draft a young tackle to groom a right tackle behind Trent Brown, or have him compete for a spot. I'm literally telling y'all how y'all can have your best offensive line, but they don't listen. But they got a long history of great offensive line decisions, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, but, I mean, there's other media members that are telling you how stupid you are, so.
I know. I'm effing stupid.
Yeah. No, I saw your tweet about.
Yeah. I don't care if you disagree. Member. Just be careful, as Jose Lima once said.
Yeah, but.
Be careful.
I saw the response. You were responding to someone who heard something, but was that person.
Yeah, they all heard it.
Was that media member directing anything at you or just had his own opinion?
No, it was at me.
Really? You think so?
Because it originated from me. How can it not be from me?
I don't know. Maybe he just.
There's nobody else.
Most people are saying it too.
But they,
why do you think it's a direct attack at you?
Because I'm the one who started it. How is anyone else going to know that he's a guard? Let me ask you that, John. How does anyone else know it?
Maybe he just didn't want him to move.
Well, he was a full-time tackle.
People can look at what he did before. It's out there.
They're not. How many people go back to? It's out there when he played at Auburn.
Yeah,
I know that, but most people didn't do draft work in 2018.
Most people's job isn't to cover the Texans.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
That gentleman's job is to cover the Texans.
I cover the Texans and I cover the draft. I've watched the Colts a lot. So I'm well aware of everything inside this little bubble.
You're the only one.
No, I think I'm the one where it started. I know I'm the one where the guard stuff started.
But perhaps
because that would be the right move. The smart move would be to play him at guard.
That's
because
fine.
I also know how the draft board shakes out this year. Now it so happens that Pregnon, Besantis, there's a couple of guards you could get, but everyone wants the whole thing to be taken care of before the draft. Your offensive line apparently has to all be in place completely before the draft even starts.
But perhaps this guy thought he'd rather have Smith at tackle than Trent Brown.
A lot of people would rather have that.
That's all.
I don't want to hear about 32-inch arms. He's got shorter arms than Will Campbell. I don't want to hear about short arms at tackle
I'm
anymore.
Talking specifically.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm not talking about the general what the Texans are going to do, but you had a response to simply a random on Twitter who said, well, this guy thinks this way.
He never said, I didn't hear you say that either, did he?
I don't know.
No,
I didn't follow it after. I just saw you respond
and I know he follows me, and I know that I had over 150,000 views. So, yeah, it probably came from me.
I don't
people
know
people retweeted it at a high, over 100 retweets. Yeah, it probably came from me.
Well, if it's stupid, then it's stupid. I don't know where it came
but
from.
But
it's not
say,
stupid.
He
what's
never
stupid
said Lance
is doing
Zuerlein
the same
stupid,
stupid stuff. No, but
he just didn't like the idea.
It's a sub.
You think you got sub? Do you have beef with this gentleman?
No, I didn't.
Until you brought it on.
Yeah, no, you're the one that started this.
No, I wasn't called effing stupid.
I don't know that he called you that.
Not by name.
You're allowing someone who heard something to... Yeah.
I know.
Oh, you heard it yourself.
What's that? No, somebody else told me he said it.
Well, no, at the end of that was a tweet. He
said it at the end of his at the end of a,
out of his podcast.
At the
end
and
of
he a was live pissed thing. Off about it, and then you attacked him.
Yeah, he said, and to say that is effing stupid. Well, I'm saying it.
Well,
wow.
Well, I guess I'm effing stupid. He knows more about line play than you.
He does. He does. He knows more about the draft. He knows more about line play. He knows more about everything. What do I know? I'm just some guy sitting here watching the Texans dominate on the offensive line. I don't know anything. Yeah. I mean, why would you not pay three different tackles at the same position? I would. I'd pay as many as – I'd draft another tackle. So you have three guys you're paying at right tackle. That's what I'd do. Mm-hmm. I would. What I wouldn't do, because see, the right tackle position doesn't have as much impact on the run game as a guard position does, either left guard or right guard. Running games are grown from guard to guard. That's where they're grown. If there's leakage there, run plays break down. If you're good guard, center, guard, there's a lot of running you can do. You could have a great blocking tackle with 32 great run blocking tackle with 32-inch arms. In the draft, we automatically move them to guard. It's not even a thought. Spencer Fano, hardly anyone's even looking at him as tackle anymore. It's almost automatic that you drop those guys down to guard. Will Campbell got the brakes beat off of him, and everyone's talking about, I don't know. In my write-up, I talk about he's got a chance to be a really good guard because he's a good drive blocker. Like, I think, and having short arms is a problem. Now, I know that, and I know this is inconvenient. My dad was an NFL offensive line coach. I learned a lot of offensive line from a guy who coached those players and coached against players with longer arms. So what do I know? But I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to do this one last time. If you want my opinion, Texans, which you don't, you're going to keep doing your own thing. I would play Braden Smith at guard. Now, I also might keep it quiet right now, what I'm going to do. And I know Aaron Wilson said, and I trust Aaron Wilson knows Michael Parrott. I called Michael Parrott Braden Smith's agent, and I was going to talk to him, but he didn't answer because he's in the middle of free agency. But Braden Smith was not told anything about tackle. I mean, was not told anything about guard when he was interviewed. And that's fine. Doesn't mean he's not going to play some guard potentially, because what Adam Schefter had, who got his information from the Texans, was Braden Smith, right tackle, who can also play guard. Adam Schefter, when he posted the Texans were signing, said, who can also play guard. The guy hadn't played guard since college. I mean, the Colts drafted him. Now, I know this because the Colts told me they drafted him as a guard. They played him a tackle as an emergency, and they left him out there because they needed tackle, and they said, he's good enough. We'll leave him out there. And then they paid him. I also know from watching him, he struggled with speed and with length. It's just what happened. It's what happened. He did an admirable job, but they also were a team that mashed in the running game. They mashed. If you play him at guard with Ed Ingram, who is a plus run blocker, at least was last year, and then you draft a center, because I don't think Jake Andrews is going to be your guy.
Well, did you see the latest is that he basically played, Nick Caserio said, he got hurt in that Rams game, and he basically played the whole season on one leg.
He's not big, though, either.
And before he got hurt in that Rams game, he had zero pressure. So maybe you're looking at a different tape.
And can you?
No, I was looking at the same tape. That Rams game, when was that Rams game?
First game of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
He got hurt there.
He got hurt.
You mentioned Aaron
playing
Wilson.
Playing one leg.
Where did he come from? Where did they get him from, by the way?
New England.
Oh, that's right.
Did you talk to Aaron Wilson? You mentioned him about...
Wow. I didn't talk to him. I just saw he talked about...
Okay.
Before we go, Dixon?
He had an interview with him.
Dixon?
No.
No. By the way... Yeah, he went viral. Aaron went viral.
Yeah. I was wondering if you thought you could pair Braden Smith with the Dixon from LSU and put together
apparently
struggle.
He's a tackle.
Yeah, Braden Smith at guard,
Just to wrap this up, I will say, you can play Braden Smith the right tackle. You can also bump him down inside the guard. The Texans can do both, and that's okay. That's okay that you have dual. I think the best position would
dumbest
be
thing I ever
Ursary left tackle. Ingram, I would put Ingram at left guard, and I would put the bigger run blocker at right guard because that's how you like to do it right-handed. Sure. That's what I heard, but what do I know about
Not the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Well, all I know stupid is what you heard.
Effing stupid.
Have you heard of Green Street?
I have, and it's because when our hometown basketball team plays on Fridays or Saturdays and they happen to have a weekend game coming up, if you're going, Tom's Watch Bar wants you to come down, and Tom's Watch Bar says, we're going to start 2 hours early. We start with DJ. So we're going to have music going. We're going to have themed cocktails. We're going to have team giveaway, team swag giveaway. We are going to have different, you know, different famous people are going to be in attendance. A special guest are going to be in attendance as well. So that's cool. You get a pregame before you go to the big game there, or before you're going to watch the game, be part of the party, and you can watch the game at Tom's Watch Bar because there's 65 TVs there. And then did you know you get a park at Green Street? You park at Green Street, and you are going to get it validated from Tom's Watch Bar. So you got free parking as well. Go to the game, enjoy yourself, then come back and post game over at, hopefully with the win, post game at Tom's Watch Bar. It's a great opportunity. It's a Red Nation rally. And for more information, you can go to tomswatchbar.com/rednationrallies. And you can find out for yourself. You can look at the schedule and find out when all the parties are. But it's going to be, I'm just telling you, every Friday and Saturday home game, that's what's going on for you. So turn your weekend into a fun time before the game, potentially during the game if you watch it there, and after the game, and get free parking at Green Street with Tom's Watch Bar.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.